This is Hours and Armies Couldn't Keep Me Out, a Star Wars The Clone Wars era fanfic, written by Black Cat and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13 and contains the pairing Bly Aayla Secura, with additional tags for Alternate Universe Canon Divergence, Fix It, Romance, Canon Divergence Order 66, Alternate Universe Everyone Lives, Nobody Dies. Author's notes. For the prompt, saw a post on this site that just went, go fuck yourself, followed by, fuck me yourself, you coward. And I can't decide if that exchange is funnier if it was Mace Qui-Gon, Mace Obi-Wan, or Bly Aayla. Bly wakes to a headache pounding through his skull, the echo of the Chancellor's order ringing in his ears, his hands tied behind him, and a sinking sort of certainty that he has failed a mission sitting in his chest. Aayla. The traitor Jedi General Secura was meant to be an easy target. She was unaware that they knew she was a traitor, unsuspecting that the Chancellor had revealed her plot to poison the water supply. Bly had gotten the order, turned to engage. The memory after that is gone, wiped away. Traitor, he thinks, and breathes through the ache. Traitor. She's a traitor to the Republic. She needs to be stopped. Don't think about her smile. Or the way she always forgets her robes, or how she patched you up herself, or... Secura is a traitor, just like all the Jedi. It's Bly's duty to stop her. The Chancellor gave the order himself, and Order 66 must be carried out. Bly takes a breath and opens his eyes. Awake, then? Aayla, the traitor Secura, asks, watching him from the pilot's seat. Bly is strapped into the co-pilot's chair, wrapped with tape to the point he can barely manage to wriggle, and he growls. Traitors to the Republic deserve nothing but execution. You always did like your orders, didn't you, Bly? She sounds sad, tired. And the curl of her leku over her shoulder is hurt. Bly pulls his gaze from it and meets her eyes. Traitor. All the Jedi are traitors. I love you, but you're a traitor. Untie me.
No, Secura says promptly, and glances toward the back of the ship.
Not a ship Bly recognizes. She must have stolen it from somewhere. The Jedi are all traitors and thieves. Bly looks back, too, and wants to curse. The whole squad's taking a nap, mummified with shiny silver tape and blissfully unconscious. As soon as they get back to the Liberty, Bly is going to run them through their paces like they're all shinies again. You'll never escape the might of the whole Republic, Bly says through gritted teeth. Closes his eyes just for a moment and thinks, I would have at least made it quick. Traitors don't deserve even that much, and Bly had his orders, but... She laughed at him when he had slunk back from leave with gold streaks tattooed across one cheek, the battalion's colors, her colors. She'd brushed her thumb over them, leaned in and kissed the topmost stripe, and Bly had felt like his heart was turning circles in his chest, too fast, too hot, too happy.
I've done well enough so far, Aayla Secura says easily, amused, and Bly's fingers itch to touch the curve of her sly smile for his blaster, so he can shoot that expression off her face.
Traitor. All the Jedi are traitors.
Are all the Jedi this reckless? Only the good ones,
And Bly's heart had raced, because she was beautiful, and she was daring, and she had saved whole planet like it was nothing, this Jedi of his.
Traitor,
he hisses at her, and Ayla Secura turns to look at him for a long, long moment, backlit by the glow of hyperspace.
I almost didn't believe Master Quinlan when he warned me, she says, and there's a tightness to her mouth that wasn't there a moment ago. She leans back in her seat, folding her arms over her chest, and Bly loves her so much he could die, wants to kill her right then and there.
But he was right, wasn't he? You've been controlled.
I'm a loyal soldier of the Grand Army of the Republic, Bly snaps. And you're a traitor. Once the rest of the men wake up, he can distract her, give them time to get loose, and they can take the ship and execute her.
He heard her calm chirp at almost the same moment his did. Stepped back to take the Chancellor's orders as she turned to speak to General Voss. And then he turned back and she was gone, and the relief raged right alongside the anger.
Yes, Secura says. You were. And I know someone who can help you. Because I believe you still are, Bly. His name. He closes his eyes, hating the sound of it. She shouldn't use his name. It's not right. His head hurts when she does. I'm loyal to the Republic. Former General Ayla Secura, the Chancellor ordered your capture or execution. Ayla snorts, indelicate, amused.
Believe me, Bly, I remember.
The calm chimes then, and she leans over to accept the call, a hollow flickering to life above the instruments. Bly twitches at the sight of another general Jedi traitor standing there, a brother beside her, but not shooting.
Ayla?
General, the traitor Luminara unduly says, hands folded in front of her. But Bly's gaze is stuck on Gree, standing there, not doing anything. There's a traitor within his reach, and he hasn't.
Mr. Luminara, Commander Gree,
Ayla Secura says, and smiles at her. Bly's fingers want to cup her jaw and kiss her cheek and skim her collarbone, punch the look off her face.
Everything is well?
As well as it can be,
Unduli says, tired but wry.
Master Yoda received the warning in time to subdue the troops with him, and we're going to ground. Quinlan sent you coordinates?
Yes, Master, Secura says easily. Like she isn't arranging plots with Bly right there.
I'll meet Master Plo and his men in a few hours, and then we'll be on our way. Master Nu got the younglings from the temple?
Yes,
Unduli says, a long, careful exhalation of relief.
Master T was able to reach her in time. T herself has captured the Kamino facilities and has everything prepared for us. Your men?
Alive, Ayla Secura says, soft, thankful. She smiles, something wicked, and glances over, tossing her Leku back. Commander Bly, anything to add? Go fuck yourself, Bly snaps, and Ayla Secura laughs at him. Fuck me yourself, you coward, she tells him. And Bly sputters, heat cascading up his face. For a moment, he can't think of anything at all. And it's a blessed relief.
Ayla,
Unduli says, mildly scandalized. Sorry, Master, Secura says, not sounding even slightly chagrined. How long before Skywalker joins you? Unduly hesitates, then shakes her head.
If Mace and Captain Rex got to him in time,
she answers,
they will be waiting on Kamino. But I have heard no word from them yet.
Sakura closes her eyes for a moment, expression slipping into something warm, bright, like she's feeling the touch of something vast and light. Bly has always loved to watch her meditate, because it's hard to believe that the universe is anything but one long war. When she looks like that, there's some thread of hope that things will be okay, that the Force really will see to their victory. Master Windu and Anakin will be all right, she says, and opens her eyes, meeting Unduli's gaze. I have faith that Captain Rex will see them safely out of Coruscant. Unduli's expression softens, and she inclines her head to Sakura.
You are correct, of course. The will of the Force has carried us through this tragedy, and it will continue to do so. This is not the end of the Jedi. May the Force be with you, Master Aayla.
And with you, Master Luminara. Sakura returns and ends the transmission. Bly grits his teeth, pressing his head back against the seat. Stupid, he thinks. And can't tell if he means her brazen planning in front of him or himself. All of your traitorous plans will be reported to the Chancellor, he says. Threatens. Aayla Sakura looks at him for a long moment, practically glowing in the light of hyperspace. Bly looks at her and he aches right down to his heart. Oh, Bly, she murmurs and leans in. Bly twitches, but even though the Jedi are vicious betrayers, her hand on his jaw is soft. Careful. For just an instant as she leans in, he wants to rip out her throat with his teeth. And then her mouth settles over his. A breath, a kiss that burns. Bly jerks, twitches. Something gives. Or maybe something snaps back into place. Bly gasps, and his voice escapes on a wounded, wretched noise as his eyes fly open. Aayla, he cries, ragged. Get away, I can't. I'll kill you. Slowly, Ayla's eyes slide open, and she smiles at him, her hand still on his jaw. Oh, Bly, she says again. But this time it's warm, full of relief. There you are. He was going to kill her. He was going to turn around and shoot his general in the back. He was going to kill Aayla, when all he's ever wanted in his whole life is to protect her. Bly sobs out of breath, but Aayla quiets it with another kiss, gentle pressure, and impossible softness. Aayla, he says, and doesn't automatically think Jedi traitor. What? There's something in your head, Aayla says, and there's worry in her eyes, but she's not moving away. There's something in your head that's changing your thoughts. I can build a barrier, but only when I'm touching you. Bly swallows hard. Something in his head. Something not him. And of course it's not, but at the same time, he ordered his men
to kill her. He had them search the jungle to find her and execute her. Just because it was an order. It was an order that made sense. Don't let go, he says. A plea. And Ayla's expression twists. Grief and joy and sympathy and love. Please, if you're keeping it back, don't let go. Never, Ayla promises, and kisses him again. Bly kisses back, and trusts her to keep her word without hesitation. The end. Reader's notes. I ended up with a lot of bloopers. Enjoy. I am a loyal soldier of the Grand Army of the Republic, Bly snaps, and you're a traitor. I'm a lawyer, fucking A. You are not a lawyer soldier, that's JAG. That's a different show entirely. Actually, I'm honestly surprised that there isn't a episode of Clone Wars that's like the JAG equivalent, but like, I guess, okay, if clones aren't people, we don't need a law enforcement, blah, 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 but like, how cool would that be? JAG, and then the spin-off series of NCIS, which is just clones solving crimes. Several of those crimes are featuring DNA of the exact same DNA of several different clones, so there's always shenanigans with the girl in the lab. Lucasfilm, you should hire me. So yeah, thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. Have a nice day. Bye.